Yo, Vegas lights shine bright, bad boys sitting pretty. Michael, Steve, Rob running things in Sin City. Podcast blazing truth, rhyming hard and witty. Three kings on the mic, Vegas life gets gritty. Matt Michaels dropping bombs, quick wit, no filter. Sin City's own, blending gold with the silver. Steve taking notes, every word's a thriller. Rob's on the tracks, beats cold like a chiller. Bad boys a podcast, raw truth they broadcast. Speaking facts so fast, haters coming dead last. Las Vegas legends, three amigos, top class. Mic in hand, setting fire, never outclassed.
Hey everybody, Matt Michaels, Sin City Steve, Rob Osler here on the Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting, and wrestling went down this weekend, it all starts with WrestlePalooza, the latest in the WWE PLEs, now streaming on ESPN.
Does PLE stand for Please Let It End?
I don't understand what you mean. I don't get it. What do you mean, Rob?
Brock Lesnar! F5! 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 F5!
He defeated John Cena. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And he made kids in the audience cry.
Made kids cry.
Good.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, that, you know.
You know, I didn't see any of it at all because apparently my DirecTV subscription isn't good enough. Oh. And my subs are not good enough. And even though I have individually all the different apps and subscriptions needed, the ESPN package that you need is the top package, and you also need Disney, because even though they said if you have DirecTV, you're fine, it wasn't. You got on your cell phone, nothing happened. You go on the computer, nothing happens. You log in with your DirecTV information, nothing happens. It all sends you back to Disney, and right now, I don't want to fuck with Disney.
Why? He's back. What are you talking about? Everything's fine.
Exactly.
On select networks.
Well, if anything, you should have a gripe with Sinclair Broadcasting Group, not Disney. Yeah. So, but that's splitting hairs. You know, I liked this Brock Lesnar John Cena match when I saw it live in 2014. I was at the venue for that SummerSlam show when Brock just beat the absolute piss out of John Cena. And, you know, I saw this and it...
Wait. Hold on, Steve. Really quick, I got to ask you. You say he beat the living piss out of John Cena. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
Yes, out of Gina Cena. Yes.
No. But so here's the thing. You can't see him pee.
Well played. Realistically, my only big issue with this is you have John Cena for 6 dates. You have him for 6 remaining shows, and you book him to go out there and get absolutely destroyed in 8 minutes and 50 seconds by Brock Lesnar.
Right. You probably have for another 6 years.
And that's definitely one way of looking at it. I just... Not a big fan of that particular decision, but, you know, I'm not the target audience, and been well established.
They wanna drag it out and have one big, gigantic.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's over with Cena and Lesnar, bro. It's over with Cena and Lesnar. Have you seen what they're pivoting to?
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay. But in any event.
Yeah. So Steve is a John Cena fan now.
Steve appreciates John Cena for what he brings to the show. And quite frankly, it's sad, but it took him announcing his retirement for a lot of people, such as myself, to wake up to that fact. And you can call it whatever you will, You don't know what you got till it's gone. But
this is the same thing as when Roman Reigns got cancer, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, "Thank you, Joe." And you're like,
I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, granted, you never say never in pro wrestling, but I have a feeling that we're not going to see John Cena after his retirement tour, at least in an in-ring capacity.
It depends how big that fucking payday from the Saudis is.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I get you. It's just one of those things. That's my only gripe with this is I wouldn't have had one of the final remaining appearances of one of the greatest of all time to be an absolute squash that they've already done. They've already done this shit. And it's the last time that these two guys are going to meet.
Yeah, well, maybe that just shows that John cannot beat Brock Lesnar.
Evidently not.
Yeah. Hmm. And you'll see it again in AEW. So. Now, what are the matches that got the highest praise of the evening?
Yes.
Stephanie and.
And the new.
Gunnar's Rejoice.
You just can't say enough about how talented the women's roster is. I'm sorry.
We love La Primavera.
If you think about how many spots there are because of the programming, right? It's tough. You have to be a fucking top end fucking performer now with the women's division to get any type of airtime, because all those spots, man, for every three guys matches, there's one women's match, right? Usually
there really are no idle women's matches. When you look at Raw and you look at, Bayley versus Roxanne Perez, that's part of a bigger storyline. There are no just filler women's matches. I feel on SmackDown, there's a couple of people floating around that you could lose, and you wouldn't, if Mee Chin was gone tomorrow, you wouldn't notice. But for the most part, the women are the highest caliber.
No, but she serves her purpose, right?
She's a jobber, and she's a better jobber.
Yeah, you can't continuously put, again, you're going to get burned out if you're putting Charlotte versus Alexa, and then Alexa versus Rhea, and then Rhea versus this. If you just continuously do that, you're just going to hear people complain. It's the same matches.
I mean, Chelsea Green needs to get her main belt shot. Eventually, not. I mean, there's a lot
it'll
of
happen.
It, it'll it will, happen. And there's a lot of talent that they have that they're using and they're building up correctly. Storm needs to. Jade Cargill needs to get some mic skills developed and be a little bit more fluid in the ring, but she'll get there, I think. Slowly.
Oh, why do you have to hate on her, dude?
Oh, I'll still drink her bath water. That's no problem. I saw a storm and I'm coming.
Oh, boy.
Gunners unite.
Speaking of, look at, good old AJ. She's so happy. A chaotic fairy tale so far. I'm proud of myself for being scared, but doing it anyway. After 10 years of retirement, on 1 month's notice, I guess I still got it. So grateful to Rebecca, Colby, Jess, TJ, and my hot husband, Phil, for taking such good care of me, and Larry for sharing his dressing room. I'm feeling all the love and support from you guys, my wonderful weirdos. It means the world. I mean, Adrian coming back, it wasn't... Yes. Bad at all for 10 years of ring rust. Pretty damn good.
And she didn't have to go to UFC and get her ass kicked.
Yeah, man. She looked good. She looked solid in there. Say whatever you will about the overall match length and the pacing and all that kind of stuff. I mean, to come back from being gone for a decade, no matter what sport it is a very, very daunting task. And she proved that she was up for it. And I have to give her props on that. And to echo something that you said just in the talking about the previous segment or the previous match, Matt, yeah, the WWE women's division is loaded to the gills from top to bottom. And I mean, you saw it with, you know, the women's title match. It, by the way, I didn't mention anything about that one, but seriously, if you did not check out this show, that match alone is worth going back to see. EO and Vic Hare match. But even AJ, inserting AJ Lee into that women's division, even if it's as a special attraction, which it should be, I think that, you know, they can do some really compelling stuff. And, you know, of course, bring back the mixed match challenge, man. Have Phil and AJ, be mixed tag team champions. Some shit. I'm sure that they'll find a way to shoehorn that in.
The ring gear that Becky Lynch and
Seth Rollins
are wearing for, like, I think it was for, like, to support anti-depression or something, like any suicide campaign. They put out a good message.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, it was ruined by their kid, who told the teacher that they were going to wear that a few days beforehand, and it was leaked out to the wrestling journalists from that damn kid, once again spoiling everything.
Are you being facetious, or did that actually?
That damn teacher, man.
Yeah, I know. Forget the kid. Totally. Forget the kid. Like, the teacher needs to get, like, freaking put through a table.
No. The teacher is an armless imp in all this. It's that little Irish bastard kid.
Well,
what did I get everyone's potatoes in a bunch by saying that?
Hey, you put it together and you get a new McDonald's sandwich, a McSpic.
I think that's not the right.
Well, you got Colby Lopez and Rebecca Quinn.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going anywhere near that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well. Hey, look. It's a new Hall of Famer for 2026. Stephanie McMahon.
Why is she a Hall of Famer? What did she do?
Does she deserve the Hall of Fame in 2026?
You know, her job means. Was covering for all the women who got roofied.
Oh, man.
You know what this means. In 2026, at the Hall of Fame ceremony, we're going to hear "No Chance."
That's not her music.
He's going to make his appearance.
No.
That's going to happen.
No.
That'll happen.
He's too toxic. He's more toxic than my last two jokes.
There's a better chance of it being Shane.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could easily see that. But yeah, I mean, with everything that's going on, it really wouldn't surprise me if we get event sighting in early 2026.
I don't think they're on good terms. You know, I think Stephanie, from every indication, was not very happy when she found out the full stories on a lot of his shit. So I don't know.
Then again, she didn't exactly look happy when she found out about the Hall of Fame induction, because did you see the look on her face?
No,
if you guys didn't see it, she had this kind of like weird look on her face, like as if she was legit surprised by this.
Yeah, honor. I mean,
no, it was legit. It was a surprise. She did not know. It's the same thing they did to Hunter. When they did that, and this guy right here, this man has been the one who has ended up doing it to both of them.
Are you ready, Steph? Let me ask you a question, Steph. Are you ready? Are you ready, Steph? And she's just like, "What is it? What is it?
Oh, I'm a oh,
oh, wow. That was the reaction. Oh.
Well, I'm going to put that on a loop and jack off to that.
Yeah, man. Have fun with that.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Wow, my voice did it for you. Wow.
It's definitely not the face.
Oh, yeah.
Although Gilbert Gottfried does kind of do it for me.
How about this? We get Linda McMahon to bring out Stephanie and then tell all the kids that she's canceling school forever. Both of those things will be true.
Speaking of true, John Cena has reportedly decided to book the rest of his farewell tour. He has to face AJ Styles and Dominic Mysterio on two of his five remaining dates. I haven't heard anything about Dominic, but they did announce that October 11th in Saudi Arabia, Cena will face AJ, which is
that's Perth.
Or crown Perth. Jewel Perth. Wherever the crown jewel. I don't know. Fucking call it crown jewel and then move it to Perth. It
doesn't even make
Perth.
Sense now to be in Perth, Australia. The crown. Oi. Hey, crown jewels. Like, what?
Yeah.
But that brings up the bigger breaking news, apparently, that they are setting up The Rock. He's going to confront Cena, apparently, at Survivor Series War Games 2025. Then The Rock versus Cena would be for the Saturday night's main event on December 13th, being Cena's last match. So that's the potential, which I think we all kind of thought that if they're going to do it, that's probably where they're going to have to go with it. Cause there's no way Hunter could wrestle. Other than that, I mean, you're not bringing Taker can barely move. So if you're looking for a legend who can keep up, it looks like that's the only go-to guy.
My thing is, again, and you touched on this because I weaved in and out of Raw yesterday, pivoting away from Brock Lesnar. Cena does not get his receipt for Brock, you know, to Brock Lesnar.
No, it's not needed. Brock's going to be around. That's the whole thing. Again, that's how you keep Brock built up.
And is he part of the Vision?
We'll see. I don't think he has enough dates in him to be part of the Vision, you know? I think literally he's more of the show up. You know, whatever.
Well, I mean,
whatever
I guess it is for whatever his career has left. Let's say he has 3 week years where he just does show up for 3 week years. Do you put a title on him before he's out the door?
Possibly, but I see more like, why not see Cena or Lesnar versus Punk, for instance, right?
But eventually, then, if you're going to go there, Lesnar versus Cody.
Well, possibly, and that could be your title right there, you know, having something like that. That could very well be it. But again, it's going to be few and far between. So that's it. It's just those top guys who will probably get a crack at Brock. And whatever Heyman's intertwining with too. I mean, you could eventually see Lesnar versus Seth. You know, what if Brock turns on Paul to get a shot at Seth? So there's things there. I don't think we've really ever seen Brock versus Seth. So
not in a singles capacity. No. I think it's only been in like triple threats with like Roman and stuff like
that. Yeah, that kind of.
No, wait a minute. Didn't.
No, did
Seth
we get
Rollins did Seth? Face him at a PLE.
Yeah.
And he beat him. That was a big thing. I don't remember which one it was, but he did beat him at a PLE. It was a long match too, I remember.
Well, there you go. So
probably during COVID, yeah.
Yeah. So Seth.
No, it wasn't a COVID match.
No? Okay.
No.
Seth beat off Brock Lesnar's long match during COVID. Okay.
Oh. Well, okay.
Well. All right. Well, then that segues us to All Out. Yeah, that happened. Okay.
It was a universal title match.
No. We're not doing that.
WrestleMania 35. It was WrestleMania 35. But
we did do this.
We did.
We had Edge just decide to do Cena, which.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was really cool.
Why not?
He doesn't remember how to do his own shit anymore, so he just does someone else's.
It was paying homage. It was nice.
Well, so keep in mind what was it in the Sami Zayn match? You had John Cena do the mannerisms and the emote for Edge's spear, and then obviously that was recognized all over social media. That was
Braun Breaker's spear. Everyone knows that.
Anyway. But yeah, this was a cool kind of full circle moment, because realistically, whether you'd like to admit it or not, I know how much you love Adam Copeland, Matt, but John Cena and Copeland had one hell of a rivalry. And so obviously with them not being able to, you know, go at it one more time, I popped for that. I didn't know. I watched the show later, but that was not spoiled for me, thankfully. But yeah, that was a really cool spot in a match that was interesting in the finish. Not a big fan of the finish in that match. You know, Copeland gets hit with two shatter machines, basically no sells him, hits one spear, and they go home.
And it was a spear from like half court.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan. But I will tell you, it was cool. It was only a matter of time until we were going to see Beth show Copeland. Up as well. Beth Copeland show up. So, you know, that was a cool visual to see. And then, of course, you know, she gets laid out with a spike pile driver immediately. That's great. But if nothing else, you know, they had the cool moment there where, you know, Beth knows exactly what's going on, and she knows that she's going to get her ass kicked because her husband is cuffed to the ropes. And
she goes down swinging, and
she went down swinging, bro. That was awesome.
That was great. She gave him the freaking mega kiss. I mean, at WWE, when the mega kiss comes, they go off camera for it. She gives him the mega kiss. He's screaming no. She goes down swinging. Why the hell not? Everyone's laid out in the ring. Good shit. I would like to see her get a receipt in some capacity. I don't know if she's.
It'll happen.
Do you put her on the roster even for a month or two? I don't know.
If this one had been spoiled, it would have been great. But their little fucking daughter had to go tell their teacher.
She came out. She looked amazing.
She looked like a badass.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
genuinely a badass. Yeah.
She looked like there was no time lost. She didn't look rusty. She didn't look scared. You can tell, like, when Lita came back, Lita said, I had to go to an aerobic studio to learn how to move around again. No, she just came out there, beat up, you know, Stokely Hathaway, dragged his ass out of there, beautiful, slung him over his shoulders, beautiful, comes out there, gives him the kiss, and just wails on these two guys. And they perfect. And they treated her like any other combatant. Loved it.
Yeah.
A+ on that piece of it.
And yes.
This happened.
What a surprise roll up. A seatbelt.
Yeah, that definitely happened. You know, for far too long, we've said that they need to create stars, that they need to push certain people. Realistically, Toni Storm could drop that title, and she's not going to be any worse the wear for doing it. I did like the fact that Statlander got.
She could do the same with Juice Robinson, too.
Well played. But I mean, realistically, though, is Statlander getting the win on Toni Storm? I was under the worry that they could do a title change and have somebody beat somebody not named Toni Storm, which has become a trope. But no, they stuck to their guns. Statlander got the win over and pinning Toni Storm in a very solid four-way match. Definitely one of the higher spots of the show for me. all
where do you go with Tony Storm for here? How long do you continue the timeless Tony Storm?
I mean, there are a lot of things that you could do with her. Realistically speaking, you could even, and fuck it. Matt, can you just go ahead and hit my drop?
Sure. I will hit the drop. All right, the over-under for AEW this week, Sin City Steve.
All right, so the best bet for and tell me if you guys stop the presses. Tell me if you've heard this before. Tony Khan has a special announcement this week on AEW TV, and that's going to be that they're finally bringing in the women's tag team titles. I could genuinely see, you know, Tony Storm and maybe Mina Shirakawa tagging up and being your first ever women's tag team champions.
Or they go and they grab Thunder Rosa and they do Thunder Tits again.
They could do Thunder Tits. Yeah, I mean, realistically, that was what it – as soon as she lost the title, that was what was going on in my mind is, okay, they're going to be launching the women's tag division very soon. And they're going to put Tony Storm in there as a champion with somebody else, obviously, but with somebody else that can give whoever it is a bit of shine because she is the most over woman on the entire roster. Mm-hmm. So without a doubt, she adds to everything. But yeah, the over-under for this week is I guess you could say it would be over 0.5. That, yes, it will be the Women's Tag Team Championships. By the way, Tony, you crafty son of a bitch. Last week, September to remember, I said that we would have 100 minutes of in-ring action. And what did we finish with? You bastard. We finished with 92 minutes and 55 seconds, just barely under. So well played, Tony Khan, fan of the show, listening as always. So anyway, over-under for the week.
There you go.
I'm interested to see what you get out of a new champion now, out of a Statlander, because she's not good on the mic. So I'm hoping that Willow Nightingale shows up, gives her some love, and then you've got the interference with Mox and crew who is going to go, hey, we have ourselves a new champion.
You mentioned Willow. And again, Michaels, I know you fucking hate it. I'm sorry. I see Willow as being set up as the one to take that women's championship from Statlander in a few months, whenever they choose to do that. The thing that really stands out is they've been positioning certain challengers for Chris Statlander for quite a while. And it's, you know, it's been without a championship. So, you know, putting the title on her makes a lot of sense in this case as well.
Here's the other thing you could do long-term. You could bring back the best friends long-term down the road. If you have her and they're talking about the return of, Orange Cassidy.
That'll be this week.
Yep. So you got her, Orange Cassidy, and then you have Wheeler Yuta get pissed off with Danny Garcia, babyface turn. You have 1, 2, 3. And then you need one more person. Who's on the down Callis family?
Why?
Because everyone deserves a hug.
Hey, did you all see referee Bryce's after
the MGF nice
match?
I have never seen so many thumbtacks in a match, and that's saying something. Mark Briscoe and MJF fucking killed each other. And how long, I think Matt, you even made this point that why don't they push Mark Briscoe to the moon? People love this guy organically. I think we're actually starting to see, you know, the start of that. Realistically, it would make a lot of sense to have Mark Briscoe finally use this MJF win as a bit of a springboard and take that TNT championship off of Kyle Fletcher, which would then allow him to step into the main event scene permanently. His match that he had with Hangman Page was fucking great on that show. So
he took the freaking Buckeye, not the Buckeye. He took the
Deadeye,
Avalanche Deadeye, which looked painful as all hell.
Yeah, it did.
That was
he had a fucking welt on his back afterwards.
Oh god, yeah. Damn. And then and also to have MJF lose is smart because an MJF who loses is an even better MJF when he's angry.
Dude, props to MJF because the night before he put over Mystico for the CMLL World Light Heavyweight Championship in a title versus mask match. A lot of people are saying that it's one of the better matches this year. I haven't seen it yet, but people are saying that that's a must-watch show from the CMLL anniversary show. And 14 hours after that match, MJF had to be in the ring at All Out. So he went from Mexico to Canada in 14 hours. It's fucking.
And he still hasn't put the boots to the wife yet. He hasn't sealed the deal on the maritals there, you know.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying. Of course, I'm going kayfabe here. I'm going kayfabe here.
Well played. But yeah, the top half of that show was freaking fantastic. Now, there obviously were some major missteps. Eddie Kingston, Big Bill. I know that we didn't even talk about it, but.
No, and we don't have to because
it showed up out of nowhere, the match. It doesn't look good.
But yeah, realistically, the good definitely outweighed the bad on this show, to say the very least. That four-way women's match, the four-way fucking ladder match, the main event, and the three-way for the unified title were fan fucking tastic. That unified match, possibly a top 10 match of the year, straight up.
Bleacher Report had All Out rated at A-, and it had WrestlePalooza rated at B+.
Well, ESPN rated WrestlePalooza a C.
Oh, wow.
ESPN. Yeah, but
so here's the thing, and let's remember two things here. One, the whole WrestlePalooza thing wasn't, it was rushed. I think ESPN really wants subscriptions. That's all they were looking for.
Absolutely.
Number two.
And the rollout was sloppy. I hated the fucking rollout,
And people had troubles with connection and issues. And, it's a ton of shit. Now, a couple things to remember. One, WWE Network, who fans just want to pay $10 for shit, and so they want that back. When that started, that thing was awful.
It spoiled everybody, though. By the time it was all said and done, oh, my God.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, when it started, right, it was fucking bad. It was horrible. You were you were having connectivity issues. You barely had anything on there, et cetera, et cetera. People were complaining. It takes time.
They tried to invent programming to fill the gaps, and they were terrible.
Yeah.
You got swerved.
He's AEW, buddy. So the problem here is that you have this. It's going to have to build. This is a new thing. That's fine.
Oh yeah.
But the genius of it is, of course, ESPN gave it a shit review. Why? Because it gets them more fucking traffic. It's smart. If you praise your product, you're going to have people just going, oh, of course, it's bullshit because this is your product. But if you have them trashing it, then everyone's in a fucking panty raise that, oh, my God, look at all this. So, yeah, smart. But I think that the most important story that came out of this weekend for anything is the fact that AEW fans really smell.
Do what now?
So this guy posted, me and my girlfriend had floor tickets at All Out in the NE2 section. During 0 hour, we were met with a pungent smell that became unbearable. She has slight sensory smell issues, so I understand. I can usually put up with something slightly uncomfortable, but man, I had not smelled something that pungent at a venue ever. It was so bad we had to go to fan service and request any possible alternative seating arrangement. We gave up our floor seats for worse seating with an obstructed view of the ring because an obstructed view was better than alternative than having to put up with whatever that smell was. Coming from a trading card game where players will get disqualified at events for bad hygiene, I really wish that was something that would be implemented into concerts and shows. If you smell bad and don't shower or take care of your hygiene, you should be ashamed. I'm sorry. It's inexcusable, especially when it impacts others' experiences to an event they paid money to be at. How fucking hysterical is that shit?
I agree. Was the guy sitting next to her, or was it the performers, or?
No, it wasn't performers. It was the audience. Yeah, it was the fans.
No, it just has an Axe body spray. You know, just hose the guy down.
I mean, realistically, the shit in the world would be for deodorant companies to park their asses outside of fucking pro wrestling shows and hand out the little travel size sticks of deodorant. Like that, legit. That's some shit that is a gold mine.
No, I'll go a step further.
Sell it for a fucking dollar.
Yeah, either brand it and sell it at the merchandise table, or even better, I'd say make it one of the guy's fucking gimmicks to throw out sticks of deodorant to the fans.
Hey, you know what? That character would be the biggest baby face for me. Because regardless of whether it's WWE or AEW, IWC people, come on, man.
Yeah,
you gotta do something about your hygiene. It doesn't matter what tribe you're with, but my God, wash your ass. Wash your ass before you go to a fucking wrestling show. I agree.
I mean, we had guys at my, you know, the jobs I've had for years who reeked, and the managers would just throw them out.
But
that's the thing. It's, what are you gonna do? You cannot police 30,000, 14,000, 10,000 people. It's difficult, because then they're going to go, well, fuck, I don't know. I don't smell. I pay good money for this. Or they're just rushing people to the door. You know, if you've been to any major event at all.
Rob, did you just say Russian people smell? You're so fucked up, dude.
No, I said McSpick earlier.
That you did. That you did. Oh my God. Steve's
face. Hey, you know what? I'm not getting fired by Disney or suspended, so I don't give a shit.
Views expressed on the Biggest Bad Boys podcast.
Speaking of opinions being expressed, look what came out. The top 500 of the PWI this year. Here's the top 10. Number 1, Cody Rhodes. 2, Moxley. 3, Gunther. 4, Hangman Adam Page. 5, Goto. 6, Uso. 7, Swerve. 8, Seth. 9, Mystico. And 10, Ospreay. All right. What do we think?
So my biggest complaint with that list is that there's an absence of one name, and it might not be a name that you might think that I would harp on, but yes, I know that this was the evaluation period from August 1st, 2024 through July 31st of 2025. But I don't see Bandido anywhere on this list. Realistically, he is the Ring of Honor World Champion. He is the AEW World Tag Team Champion with Brody King. Realistically speaking, this guy has been putting on the best matches that he has put on in his career. He's been doing some outstanding things, and he should be recognized for that. He did make the list, I believe, at number 16. He should be in that top 10 somewhere. I understand why Mystico's on there. Realistically speaking, a lot of people who aren't necessarily familiar will immediately chime in and say, oh, well, Mystico shouldn't be up here. Realistically speaking, that guy has sold more tickets in Mexico in that time period from August 1st through July 31st than almost anyone on that list. And yes, that includes WWE people. They've been selling out Arena Mexico shows. Literally, they've been on a crazy string. I know that it's happened sellout crowds of 25,000 plus almost weekly at Arena Mexico, and Mystico has been the main draw. So he's killing it. Outside of that, I don't know if you put Moxley necessarily at number two, but he did hold the world championship in AEW, I guess. I mean, if you count it being in a fucking briefcase. But keep in mind, this is PWI. So everything is there's a touch of kayfabe associated with this. So, I mean, it is pretty much par for the course. Outside of No Bandido, it's I don't have too many issues with the list.
I'm not familiar enough with Hiroki Goto, but the others, yeah, that's not bad. Swerve Strickland deserves to be high up on that list. Seth Rollins, obviously. Jey Uso, yes. In fact, I would have put Jey Uso over Hangman Adam Page easily, because Jey Uso's done more to me. Hangman Adam Page broke out at the end of this, you know, of this little cycle.
Yeah, Hangman Adam Page can go fuck off.
Will Ospreay.
I thought you'd love Hangman. Oh, by the way, God. Just anyway, but just to put it into perspective, Hangman won the AEW World Championship on July the 12th. And keep in mind, this list, the evaluation period ended July 31st. So,
I
actually could see him being further down the list. And incidentally, Goto is the IWGP World Champion. So he is the champion for New Japan. But even still, if you're going to have a champion for New Japan on there, you need to have Zack Sabre Jr., who held that title for almost that entire time.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. This is what I don't like about this list. Who cares if you held the title? And that's all these guys are all title guys. You know?
That's PWI. Well,
that was the complaint that Bully Ray had when they released it last year. They said this list is written by guys who are not wrestlers. These are fanboys. Yeah. They have no clue what it takes to hold on or to be successful, or, you know, there's a lot more to it than just the kayfabe stuff and the end result. So, yeah,
and it's always, you know, they always do it just the men for the 500 list, which is, you know, I at this point, fuck that. If you're going to give the 500 wrestlers, give the fucking women the credit. There should be women on this top 10. So,
yeah, I mean, based on what they've done, you would have Becky Lynch way up high on that list. You would have Toni Storm like number two out of all people, possibly.
You still haven't said the name of somebody who deserves to be in that top 10 list, Rob. Let's see if you get it. Oh, it's a woman.
He's going to say Io Sky. So.
No, I wasn't.
She needs to be on the fucking list, bro. She's Naomi, fan fucking test.
And also Naomi, man.
Naomi? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. The top 10?
Maybe not top 10, but she deserves to be high up on that list.
High up, but the top 10.
In the tens of
stars. Io's a top 10 wrestler in WWE. Yeah. Full stop. No qualifier men versus women.
Yeah, you
know, fan she proved fucking that
time and time again. She's proved in pure ability. We're past the she looks cute and blah blah. No,
she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's
fantastic in the ring.
Hey, so this stuff came out. One person within WWE reportedly claimed buyer's remorse when it came to Andrade's second run with the company. WWE reportedly believed he would be seen as a huge deal, similar to how Cody Rhodes, CM Punk were received after leaving AEW, especially since he was fresh off AEW TV. There was similarly frustration backstage that his English never got better. That comes from me, of course. That was Wrestling Observer, but I think this was even a crazier thing, and that was Andrade was fired because of his lack of WWE's welfare policy, according to Meltzer. Andrade had at least one wellness policy violation during his latest run and was suspended without pay as a result of it. He also was escorted out of the building during a show last month, which was in relation to his most recent suspension. So a little new light on Andrade. And now does
is that a jaded reporter, or are we confirming that have other sources confirmed that?
Well, it's again, it's probably 50% true and 50% false, because that's exactly what Meltzer does. He quote unquote hears shit from people and then he throws it out there as a source. And if it sticks, it sticks. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. So,
well, hit Steve's music. I got a prediction.
All right, Cincinnati Rob, give us your over under.
A prediction that Alberto Del Rio tag teams with Andrade to form, Bebido Del Rio or Cervezas Del Rio. Yeah, Cervezas Del Rio. And this will be a new tag team of the two gentlemen. Look at that. He was frozen just thinking about it. It was just all awe-inspiring. And their ring valet will be the newly returned Paige, who will come out, and every week they will bring her to Paris to the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. Well, that's... All right, Mr. President, pontificate.
First of all, I'm very tired today. I spent the entire day at the United Nations, and you believe this? Most of these people don't even speak English, okay? They were laughing 6 years ago, and I said, that didn't even happen, but they're not laughing now. These people took me seriously. They were scared shitless, and now I want to see Andrade and Del Rio take Paige to the Eiffel Tower, okay? I want to see her taste their buttery croissants, okay? Buttery croissants, all right? You know, what are they, you know, I this is going to happen. This is, and then they're going to dunk her in hollandaise sauce, okay? This is going to be a European cuisine like never before seen, okay? They're going to eat her pies. Okay, they like pies in Britain. They're going to eat her meat pies and dunk her in their hollandaise sauce. It's going to be fantastic, quite honestly. It's going to be a pay-per-view like never before seen on premium Pornhub subscriptions everywhere. What, you think I was talking about wrestling? Those two guys are junkies. They're not going to be on a wrestling match ever again. And she's a junkie, too. But we could put her on Pornhub with the two Mexican guys, and we could call it Pornhub WWE Mexican Invasion Wembley Arena. It's a sponsored by Tony Khan, okay?
It's spick.
Well, she's not a mix. She's a limey bastard. She's one of those limey Brits. They don't like the mix over there. They don't like, they were, you know, we don't care about potatoes. What are we going to do with potatoes? And then they said, excuse me, how are you going to have fish and chips without potatoes? So they've been fighting ever since. They've been fighting that war since like 1800, since they've been fighting over who controls the potatoes, okay? Because if you control the potatoes, you control Great Britain. It's true. Believe it. Believe it. And now these two Mexican guys who have been released from WWE, which means there's no reason to let them keep their green cards, they're going to be sent back to the Ciudad de Guadalajara, Mexico. Don't know why there's an H in it. There should be an X, as in ex-WWE stars. And send the three of them to England, where they could take turns blowing her back out again.
That's a good time to take a internet photo. Whatever the hell we're doing.
The McSpick on McDonald's menus nationwide come Monday. Believe it. Believe it.
So, Look at those two happy guys together. Bret Hart says Goldberg refused to share the money he earned from WWE shows in Saudi Arabia. Quote, when I hear about Bill Goldberg going to Saudi Arabia making $3 million for a 10-minute match, you think he would have called me up and said, here, I'm going to send you something. He never once called me after it happened. I don't think he ever understood, or I don't know that he even does now or even cares. That he cost me, honestly cost me $16 million in like 2 seconds and ended my career.
Is this real?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Bret Hart via ITR. So,
And you know what? Maybe I was gone that week. What was Goldberg's big secret anyway?
Nothing ever came out.
No.
No. There was nothing. That was, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something. And then he just went away. So, right here, this is another one that's very interesting. Ringside News has confirmed that former WWE superstar Lacey Evans, operating under her real name, Macy Estrella, is actively...
She's got a Spanish last name. Get her out of here.
...is actively filing fraudulent DMCA claims to remove content from the internet. She is targeting over 18,000 articles and photos related to both her OnlyFans career and her WWE past. Aiming to scrub material not representing her in a favorable light. Many of these claims involve content that she doesn't legally own, including images from WWE programming and her own public posts, which are protected under the fair use for news reporting. This campaign is a clear misuse of copyright law, attempting to silence factual reporting through dishonest claims. Maybe think before you post, Lacey. A quick Google search was all I needed to know why she wants things pulled. Should you not think before you say things and it goes on the internet forever? I don't know, like a McSpick sandwich.
Oh, my. You're
gonna be able to scrub this, Rob. Rob's looking up the dirt right now.
Yeah, and you'll find quite a bit. Trust me. You'll find quite a bit. The thing is, like,
oh, Jesus.
God, that's disgusting. Jesus. I don't know what you're looking at because she hasn't posted anything disgusting.
I don't know. I just saw a picture of her jerking off an old dude.
That's an AI deepfake, bro.
Probably, but I said it was disgusting. Didn't say whether or not it was accurate.
What do you mean disgusting? That's how she got her job, pal.
Yeah. No, here's my thing. Nobody remembers her.
Let's not see that in Lacey's pictures, for God's sake.
Yeah. Nobody remembers her. She had the most uneventful career. They made her a Southern Belle. They tried to bring her back as a Marine and make her a baby face. That didn't work.
They tried to turn her fucking heel as a Marine, too.
Yeah. It just all
they tried to turn her fucking heel as a vet.
Yeah, that none of it worked. It was because she didn't go over as a babyface as a Marine, and then she went over as a heel and said, yeah, "Y'all should be thanking me for my service I provided for this country."
Hey, I would like to say this. I would like to thank Lacey Evans for her service.
You mean Macy Australia?
Yes, absolutely. In her service in the military afterwards, and photo and video evidence that she has posted to the internet. That's been a great service as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, my thing
cervix
is
in this case.
Oy.
There you go.
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which is what the DMCA stands for, which was really kind of a more Napster era thing with people taking your likeness and your music and uploading it for free. This does sound like she's bending it, because this is all fair use and stuff that she's put out there that's legally owned by other people. So fuck off. You're fucked.
Speaking of fair use.
PJ Impacts, raw high cowboy boots. White snake skin pattern on the top of the shoe. I got my hat on, I'ma tie it with a noose. Cause I love you to death, girl, you got me on you. Yeah, these girls do the most, like every time I talk. They don't like what I post. I went down to Texas to perform a couple shows. Cause they love the way I move and they love the way I roll. Big pimpin' on a flight to New York. No, I'm not from Texas, but I'm on the dance floor. Dosey go with a blonde little bang. I just might give her a ring and I just wanna hear her sing. DJ Impact's raw high cowboy boots, white snakes.
All right.
So. He still doesn't get it. I showed him the video last week and he goes, I just don't get it. I don't. It's just weird. It's just fucking weird.
Oh, speaking of good things, Kylie Rae has vacated the WWE ID women's title due to her being pregnant with her second child. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
For her being pregnant. This is a great photo here. Randy Macho Man Savage, after defeating Pedro Morales for his WWC North America Heavyweight Championship in 1984. This is from the Puerto Rican-based World Wrestling Council. Savage held the championship until losing it to Hercules Ayala. There you go. Thank you. In early 1980.
Learn the Espanese.
Speaking of Savage, Kenny Thompson is apparently developing a Macho Man Randy Savage biopic. All right.
Okay.
And why do I feel like if Keenan stars in it, it will be like Jay Lethal, you know?
Oh, come on.
Think about it. Cause Keenan has the same kind of, you know, kind of look and temperament of Lethal. It would, you know, maybe that's what he should do. Is it Jay Lethal?
Well, there's a lot of makeup to make him, cream of the crop colored.
Hey, I did. It's working for Dwayne. He's got that movie coming out in a couple of weeks where he put a whole lot of makeup on to turn into Mark Kerr.
That, so, and UFC, by the way, he looks exactly like that guy.
It's fucking scary.
The Smashing Machine, right?
The Smashing Machine looks like it's going to be a fucking great
movie. I'm not a UFC person, but just because I immediately wanted to see, my God, this could be like Oscar level the way it looks.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks fantastic. So October is going to be really good for movies. You got that, Tron Ares, and all sorts of other shit.
And also, you got Cena, you know, doing season two of The Peacemaker right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen Cena as Captain America. I think he could have.
Give it time. It wouldn't surprise me.
He could pull that off. He has the look. He's got the build. You give him bleach blonde hair.
Yeah, Captain America's black now, you jerk. Can't believe what side of you is going on this one now.
Excuse me. That's because they rushed it. There was white Captain America, white Captain America, then black Captain America. Then they realized, oh, crap, Captain America's black. Let's bring back white Captain America. We don't want a flying Captain America. We want our black Captain America's grounded.
Hey, what's up, Tyler?
Thanks for joining us.
No, they had Bucky was the second Captain America.
Yeah, well, whatever. Marvel's got a great Captain America now, and Cena's greatest peacemaker, so I don't need it. But I'll tell you what I do need. Dominic Mysterio's life. Jesus.
Dude. Oh, Jesus.
That dude just on another level. God, he's just on another level.
This is definitely AI'd because...
Oh, yeah, completely.
Look at how far those hands reach around all of them.
I don't know. I mean, it's what?
No. You should have said feet. Apparently, Yeet has been replaced by this fan with feet. Speaking of feet, I'd love to see Alexa Bliss's.
I don't care about her feet.
Do I
really?
Yeah,
really.
You know what?
She's got so much better looking shit than her feet. So.
Wait, why do you want? Really, her feces? You want to look at her feces?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Hold on.
There's There's so much more to look at on Alexa Bliss than her feet.
That's the direct.
Well, yeah. How about Liv Morgan?
Oh, now that's a question. Alexa Bliss or Liv Morgan?
It is a question that I would have hands down said Alexa Bliss a number of years ago. And now I happen to lean towards Liv Morgan, I think.
Yeah.
I have to say. Now, speaking of leaning, leaning going on with Priscilla Kelly or the old Gigi Dolin.
Zachary Wentz is a lucky man.
Yeah, because he gets to see her feet all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, man, I'm not here to yuck your yum. You can have all the foot fetish stuff. That's all good.
No, you could be that cuck on the side, you know.
Like this guy?
That's awesome.
Oh, man. You know, you got to love these Pixar wrestlers.
Yes.
Dusty. A little King Kong Bundy.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Good Hogan. Bad Hogan. Brain.
Bobby the Brain.
Couple of legends right there, man.
Yeah. Oh, Kamala.
Sorry about your unsuccessful presidential run.
Undertaker. A little. Look at that, Paul Heyman.
He's all happy dappy.
Yeah, he is.
Well, there's Space Mountain.
Helicopter.
Doesn't look like Flair. That one doesn't look like Flair. I don't know. It's just that one was. That's perfect.
And the Fiend, of course. Now, we are in the. Tyler weighed in on it.
Liv there Morgan. You go.
Yeah, Liv Morgan.
Oh yeah. So it's that time of year. It is now officially Oktoberfest season. So in honor of Oktoberfest, got to pull out the Hogan and Lederhosen.
No, Jesus.
Oh my God. Walking up to the venue for a metal show. Me, is this the line to get in? Everyone in the line. I was just wondering about this guy's coke dealer, and we finally figured out it's this guy.
You're going to like what I give you.
Have you seen the Cena family reunion picture with Daddy John Cena Sr.?
He can't afford to get his dad some veneers.
I don't know. His younger brother Ron's got some pretty nice teeth. John's got some pretty nice teeth, so I don't know. Maybe. And finally, Diamond Dallas Cage.
Well, that's good.
The bees.
How is he doing now?
He's doing all right apparently. So
because he was in the hospital a month ago.
Yeah. I believe he's out and better, and this is his I think second stint with some issues with the heart, I believe it is, but he's apparently doing well, so that's a good thing. We can do that again really quick. There you go. That makes me
feel like that. I don't know if I would want sloppy seconds. You know, I don't know.
Well, in reality, you're getting Bo Dallas's sloppy seconds. So
yeah, I was gonna say, don't work yourself into a shoot there, brother. But yeah, you're getting Uncle Howdy's sloppy seconds.
Oh, Joe. Okay, I thought she was. All right. I was thinking she was single. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she is.
She is, but she used to be with Bo.
Oh.
And this guy.
And that guy. Yeah.
This is the best sloppy second you'll ever get.
We're going to tag you and Alexa Bliss together and call you Sloppy Seconds. All right,
Rob. You better kiss her ass and mine or you're fired.
Where it's going on with you, Rob? Where can people find you and complain about the mix pick?
I got a show on Saturday at Ola Abibi, 9 to midnight. Excuse me, 9 to 2 a.m. There'll be
And that's the NXT heavyweight champion, Ola Abibi?
Yeah. At the Arts District in Las Vegas, 1115 Casino Center Boulevard.
Look at you actually having the addresses and being prepared tonight. Proud of you.
And actually, I'll be there tomorrow as well. Same location, 10 p.m. on. Yeah, same spot, 10 p.m. on for the pre-show. Kind of like the pre-show to the larger one that we're going to have this Saturday.
Nice. All right. Sounds good. Steve, what do you got to say?
All right. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing, doing all the stuff that you guys do. We appreciate each and every one of you. Also, very special thank you to all the brave men and women serving this country, whether you're doing it on lands, foreign or domestic. Thank you for doing what you do so that we can do what we love to do. And last but not least, repsports.com, REPPsports.com. Go there for all your pre-workout, weight loss, and general energy needs. Again, repsports.com. Use promo code Vegas at the checkout and save yourself 10%.
Oh, there you go. That'll do it for this week. So, everyone, until next week.
DJ, I'm back in the booth, so fine. White fuzzy slippers on the low key rhyme. Spinning records till the break of dawn. And those slippers, he got it going on. Soft beats and faders never miss. In the booth, he's bringing bliss. White fuzz keeps him on track. Every beat, he's got your back. Oh, DJ, he'll pack, feel the vibe. White fuzzy slippers every time. Groove is smooth, no fuss, no fight. In the lights, feel it right.
Did any of you have a great time tonight?
Yeah! With that, everybody, thank you for hanging out. We will we'll do it all again next week. Till then, happy wrestling.
Rolling up the strip under neon lights. Podcast mics glowing in the desert night. Matt and Michael's leading with the swagger tight. Sin City Steve right by his side. All right. Rob Butcher, Larry dropping truths, no fear. Broadcasting stories, make it loud and clear. From the Fremont edges to the Bellagio sphere. These bad boys rule, let me make that clear. Vegas bad boys, tearing up the scene.
To Matt Michaels and the Vegas Boys of Podcasting, this is John Cena saying thank you so much.